So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. On Philadelphia's Talk Radio 1210 WPHT, WPHT HD, WOGL HD3, Philadelphia. From the Piazza Premium Automobile Studios.
Powering your drive with 10 brands and 20 locations.
Always live on the free Odyssey app. It's Dom time. Now, Dom Giordano.
All right, welcome in, everyone. So our own Matt Rooney under fire big time in the last debate. He was one of the panelists. I don't think he was a moderator. Being accused of reading off a mailer and asking a question to the esteemed candidate who I think over the years has been in favor of illegal immigrants getting driver's licenses and being normalized as citizens. And yet he wants to pretend to be a very strong conservative. So do we have that clip?
And Mr. Spadia, you've endorsed a pathway to citizenship for illegal aliens, which is a species of amnesty. Is your support for a pathway to citizenship consistent with the goal of ending sanctuary statehood?
So I love, let me talk to you at home now, if you're an undecided voter. What you're hearing tonight are talking points, political speak. You got one guy that, just based on a textbook qualification, would support somebody who has, in their term in office as attorney general, has actively gone after parents and gone after school boards. You got the other guy who didn't answer the question. Clearly, he still supports driver's licenses for illegals. Now, to the question, I think it's funny that we have a moderator here that literally read an attack mail piece to ask me that question. Out of 15,000 hours of all of that I've said on the radio and TV, they found one clip from a TV show I did about 8 years ago. And in that clip, I was asked a question as to whether or not a legal visa holder who had run afoul of the system and became undocumented, should they have a pathway if they have no crime, they own a home, they are married with kids in school, paying their taxes? And I said, absolutely. Nowhere, Matt, have I ever advocated a pathway to citizenship for illegal aliens. That was a very specific point that I made, and actually, it's supported by the President of the United States.
I was attacked.
I was attacked. That's not Matt. That's one of the other guys. I was attacked. How come Matt Rooney was saying, I was attacked too?
And actually, it's supported by the President of the United States.
I was attacked.
It's a Bramnick.
Yeah, Bramnick, the stand-up comedian. All right, Matt Rooney was the guy from SaveJersey.com. And now, on Saturday nights, not Sundays. That's a nice time slot. I like that one better than the Sunday night. Let's go to Matt on Talk Radio 1210. Well, Matt, congratulations. New time slot. and being accused of just showing up and reading a mailer.
No good deed goes unpunished, Dom. You know that better than anyone else.
Yeah.
I asked each of them a pretty straightforward question. Bill kind of alluded to that in that clip you played from the debate. I asked John Bramnick about voting for Matt Platkin, who is Phil Murphy's hatchet man, the attorney general that's suing Trump. I asked Jack Cittarelli about driver's license for illegal aliens, which he's endorsed before. And then I asked Bill about a clip, which I'll give everybody context in your audience, Dom. When Bill made that comment about amnesty, he was standing about 3 or 4 feet from me. It was on his TV show in 2018. And ironically, I was a panelist. So I heard him say it. So as I'm sitting there asking this question and he's making some kind of comment about me reading from a mail or whatever, I'm thinking, Bill, dude, I was there with you. I heard you.
So this is the last debate, primary June 10th. Polling that I, you know, have access only to a little. It looks like Cittarelli moving forward. Matt, are they going to be able to be, if not a bit Trumpian, somewhere along those lines? In other words, you know, have an agenda that roughly follows what we're seeing Republicans do in Washington? Or are they going to make the decision they have to give in on the conservative issues that would make people blanch? How do you see Cittarelli, if he's a nominee, what's he going to do?
Well, so far, all indications suggest that Jack learned some lessons from 2021. Mm-hmm. No way to sugarcoat it. I think last time he was far too meek, specifically on the issue of parental rights. Not that he was opposed to parental rights, but he didn't really lean into it. Republicans in my state for the longest time, they thought, well, you know what, if you say the word taxes enough, people will get the joke, because in New Jersey, obviously, our affordability crisis continues to deepen. But it's not. And I get the sense that this time Jack gets it. He's got one really great line, Dom, he's been using lately, paraphrasing, that, you know, the other side's obsessed with pronouns. I'm worried about your property taxes. And I think that really underscores more than anything else where most people are, even if you're down with the crazy pronoun stuff, even if you're obsessed with who uses which bathroom. At the end of the day, even most of my more moderate friends I know in New Jersey who don't agree with me on that issue, they still care primarily about the fact that they can't afford their groceries, they can't afford their electric bills. They know something needs to change. So I think there's some promising early indicators, but I agree with you, Dom, the premise of your question, that if Jack or whoever the nominee is doesn't lean in on that, learn from the mistakes of the past, then we're going to be right back where we started in November.
Yeah, you're going to have people not be inspired to turn out to vote. So that's where it's going to go. Now, Matt, the 40,000 it's up to now, the salt tax, I had Jeff Van Drew on, and it was like a throat clear. I think he was at 30 when we stopped the bidding. Are you surprised that they were able, Matt, and it wasn't widely publicized, as you happen to know this, that Lawler and the guys in New York on the salt tax, they started at 64 filing singly and 124 if you filed jointly. That was their negotiating point to start. My God.
Yeah, next time I have to go into negotiation, I guess I should bring those guys, right?
Yeah.
They apparently know what they're doing. And look, it's always a tough topic, Dom. And look, I'm speaking as a New Jerseyan here. Our taxes are horrendous. So obviously raising that salt cap helps. Hey, it helps me. It helps people I know. Most of us aren't rich. We're just hardworking, and we pay a ton of taxes that we don't then get to use that money to grow our businesses or help our families and communities. At the same time, I get the argument of the other side, which is that you're basically subsidizing blue states that make bad decisions. New Jersey should have lower property taxes to begin with. So I am genuinely glad that they were able to work out a compromise, because, you know, at the risk of dismissing anyone's concerns about it, Dom, the Republicans needed to get this bill passed. We need to demonstrate that we're getting something done in D.C. Can't let the perfect be the enemy of the good. People wanted results, and now finally, hopefully, Congress is getting on board with producing them. So we'll see what happens in the Senate, though, right? Because the Senate could take this in a direction that makes it hard for Speaker Johnson to keep his coalition together. It passed by what, one vote?
One vote, a lot of present votes and all that stuff. And what I'm really enthused about, Matt, and it's been underplayed, I interviewed the architect of it last night for a podcast I do, is that school choice is in there to the tune of $5 billion. you would pay into it, and then you would deduct that from your federal taxes, and that money then would go up to $5 billion a year to kids and parents across the country to choose a school.
It's awesome. I mean, I think Donald Trump, one of the many things that he's learned that Republicans, maybe not all of them have, and his predecessors certainly didn't get, is that conservatism doesn't necessarily mean you take a hatchet, just cut everything indiscriminately. Government has no role in your life. We don't believe in no government. We believe in limited government. One of the few legitimate roles of government is to encourage people to be able to have families and afford to have growing families in this country. Elon Musk talks about it all the time, how we have a crisis, a population crisis. People aren't having kids. So rather than spend money on a lot of the other dumb stuff that DOGE has identified, let's make it easier for that parent who lives in a school district that stinks, thank you teachers unions, to be able to take their child to a better school district. That district will have to sink or swim. The other one will improve. It's just basic market economics. And there's a lot of other good stuff in there to that effect as well. So it's progress. It's not perfect, but it's major progress, and I think it's going to be reflected in Donald Trump's approval rating, which is already on an upward trajectory.
It is. And this will the Senate will get this through. Matt, what's on the agenda on Saturday? Is it 7 to 10 now on Saturdays?
No, we're now 7 to 9 on Saturdays.
Okay.
And, of course, as we've been reminding everyone, podcast. You can always check out the Matt Rooney podcast. We finally have one. You can find it everywhere good podcasts are found. So this week we're going to delve a lot deeper into the debate. You played some of the clips. I have the receipts. I take very seriously this idea that our job here at 1210 is not to tell people who to vote for. It's to educate them so they can make their own decisions. So those mail-in ballots are sitting on a lot of people's kitchen counter. I'm going to give you everything you need this weekend, especially if you missed the debate, so that you can make that informed decision. And then hopefully it's the right one, Dom. My taxes are depending on it.
And on the Democrat side, do we agree still it's Mikey Sherrill?
Yeah, I think so, because if for no other reason, Democrats care about those superficialities, and she's the only female in the race in a sea of very far left men. So they believe that helps her stand out positively. I think that could be a mistake. She is a Chardonnay drinking Dem from a very woke suburb called Montclair up in North Jersey. People are going to get angry at me for saying this. You may not like Phil Murphy. I certainly don't. If you don't know anything about his record, he kind of has this nerdy, charming thing going on. People actually kind of like him.
What?
Just what the polling is. Don't get angry at me for saying it, right? Like, once you find out he killed 10,000 senior citizens, right, during the pandemic, his nerds comes, changed your opinion.
Well, he does have great hair. I always admire that. So there's that.
Yeah, it's he's got like fun glasses.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah, Mikey has none of his personality.
Oh my God!
So they think they're getting an upgrade. I'm not so sure. I think she might stack up very unfavorably against Jack Ciccarelli if that's the nominee.
Or Phil Murphy, boy. All right, Matt, we'll be listening. Have a great Memorial Day too. Thank you, Matt, very much.
You too, Dom and Dan.
All right, Matt Rooney, SaveJersey.com. You heard him on that. He said a nerdy charm that Phil Murphy has.
Yeah, I don't. Do you agree with that?
Wow, no,
yeah.
I'm not sure
with
about that.
Nerdy smile and his, doesn't he have dimples? Yeah,
maybe a little bit.
Yeah.
The wife said, "I met this very handsome man." Remember we played that when she was running and all. Yeah, that knocked her out of office right there.
Yeah.
All right. Will Bunch calls attention to the fact. So did Al Sharpton. It's the fifth anniversary of George Floyd. And the George Floyd summer, 5 years ago, it seems like a blur. I often talk about we don't have reckonings on things. I would argue on the George Floyd summer, et cetera, we did have a reckoning. It's called Donald Trump. It's called this election. It's called what happened. It's called how corporate America pretty much is trying to get out of the business of DEI. They're not being threatened by this. Remember all the stuff that went on? Now, it's not complete. You still have police able to be hated. Nobody in the DA's race asked for the endorsement of the FOP in Philadelphia. How's that possible? Well, it's radioactive, Dom. Wow. All right. So 5 years in, has there been a day of reckoning? And ongoing with President Trump, I would argue America has come around. Not every single person, We still have people out there screaming race at every turn. But you got to remember that summer. And I remember Dan was over in Port Richmond. I got on. They put me on the Sunday night because of the burnings and the wide open, the stores in Port Richmond, some of those big malls there.
Yeah.
Then we had, across the city, people blowing up ATMs. Then we had the stuff that went on some of the better shops in Chestnut Street, Sampson Street. Wasn't there a piano in the middle of the street? Then we had them set fire to the statue of Frank Rizzo, ultimately leading to taking down the statue of Frank Rizzo. We had Larry Krasner not prosecuting anybody when they blew up police cars right in front of City Hall. It took Bill McSwain to track down the people who set them afire and blew them up to justice. That's what the summer of George Floyd was.
You ain't got no shoes on? Yeah, I came barefooted just in case.
That's that meatball?
Yeah, that was the wrong meatball. I thought I had the meatball clip from when she was outside with the...
Was that Could Have Been Love?
Yeah, that actually Could Have Been Love. That's a reality show she's dating on.
Oh, meatball. There's a guest. All right, so 5 years in, is the reckoning happening? I would say, yeah, as we hit it this Sunday. You know, there's still argument that this was just outright murder, all that crazy talk. But people have been punished. We went through that spasm, and I think we came out the other side, at least with what Trump is doing now and what the election was about, winning the popular vote. When that was happening on election night, I didn't want to jinx it. I couldn't believe it. Winning all the swing states, I didn't think that would happen. And winning Pennsylvania more comfortably, I thought it would be an unbelievable nail biter. All right, 855-839-1210. That's how you get in. Hit us with the nerdy charm of Phil Murphy, or geek, whichever one you want. We've heard some good ones. Hit us with yours. And 5 years in, something that was monumental. Remember how much money Black Lives Matter picked up? Remember you couldn't say All Lives Matter? Remember the fires, the blowing up? Just the outright craziness of we saw in Minnesota setting fire to the city. Then saying that it's mostly peaceful. Remember some of the phraseology that came out? This was almost as bad as the Biden cover-up, what the media did that summer. All right, 855-839-1210, get on board.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Don't forget, tomorrow I'll be broadcasting from the Farley pit stop on the way to the shore. And not too far away from that are the, gazillion-dollar tolls. I forget what they are now. And we'll be paying Chickie and Pete's. Again, great tradition. Happy to do that. All drivers Friday, May 23rd, from 4 p.m. to 5 p.m. at the Egg Harbor Toll. So, Dan, I get done at 3. Can I convince Roe, let's walk around a little bit and then time it out to be at 4 and not have to pay for the toll? Or would that be too cheap? Probably an hour is a little bit too much. That's kind of cheap. All right, so 4 to 5 tomorrow.
pay for the tolls, an annual tradition, thanks to Chickie and Pete's. Let's go to Jeannie in Fishtown. She's on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Jeannie. Hey, Jeannie, go right ahead.
I've been voting for many, many years. I won't tell you my age. However, just the other day, and I'm a big Pat Susan supporter.
All right, Jeannie, I'm going to put you on hold. We got a little phone issue there. We'll come back to you. Jesse in Drexel Hill. Hey, Jess, good afternoon.
Hey, Don, how you doing? Listen, I got a guy, he's a poster boy for nerddom, but when he changed his clothes, he became the baddest dude on the planet. That was Clark Kent.
That is a great one. That is a perfect example. If you ever see that in the movies, the woman is unattractive. I saw Talis Shire the other day in Nona's. I didn't even know it was Talis Shire. Remember the transformation of Talis Shire in Rocky One?
Yeah.
The pet store to You're Breaking Hearts Tonight. Yeah. Clark Kent is a perfect example. They can't see, he just has glasses on. Well, the hair is slightly different.
Then he ran into an alley, he ran into a phone booth, and all of a sudden he's a bad dude.
All right, that's a great one, Jesse. Thank you.
It's kind of funny, like Henry Cavill, who played the last Superman, when he was promoting that movie, he went to Times Square and put the glasses on with the Superman shirt on, and like no one recognized them. Where he had the glasses off, someone was like, hey, aren't you Henry Cavill?
There you
like,
go. Yeah, glasses can make a bit of a difference, but man, they got away with that one for you. That is a great one, particularly the transformation. That's what we're looking for. All right, so I mentioned 5 years reckoning. I think the reckoning is in on that. We haven't had the reckoning on COVID. We haven't had the reckoning on Joe Biden. I told you I taped Inside Story today. There's a whole thing happening out there now. The Inquirer started it with giving Shapiro the edge, where he was privately telling Joe Biden, yo, Joe, you can't continue doing this. Yeah, that makes it even worse. Publicly, he was telling the rest of us, sharp, beyond belief. Oh, my God. You see the jockeying already for what they know they're going to be asked about. Well, you were involved in something that's possibly criminal, meaning with Joe Biden, and you didn't say anything. In fact, you said how well he was doing. And Shapiro's going to say, oh, yes, I did. It's a matter of record. I went to him personally. Dr. Jill Biden wouldn't have any of it. Already, they see where this is going to go. But what they're doing, the media, they're going to show their aggressiveness by going after Fetterman. They're going to show, oh, no, it's a cover-up. Fetterman is bad now. The very same people who told us, oh, sure, he's equipped to be a senator after the stroke when he really had difficulty. Fetterman seems a lot better to me than he was then. So what's the one difference? Well, the same thing that got these two people killed at a Jewish museum event. They weren't targeted individually. A maniac went there and just looking for two people who were Jewish to kill. Now, Pam Bondi, I think, is taking the right course, but I hope she says today, yeah, I've reviewed this based upon everything. We're going to seek the death penalty for this guy. This is not quite George Floyd summer. But what we're going through now are these mobs based on TikTok, college campuses, hatred of Jews, and they are just killing people right in front of everyone at a major event with people coming and going. And what are we hearing from the other side? I played you Al Sharpton. I played you the woman on CNN. They're essentially saying, well, Trump's not paying attention. That's how this guy slipped through the cracks. Here is the, and I may cut this and read a point. This is cut 12. Here is the, no, that's the shooting witness. I wanted the, well, it's a shooting witness. It's one of the Israeli officials or Jewish officials. Talking about, well, where does this guy like Elias Rodriguez, where does he come from, the alleged shooter? Here's what he said.
Wow. I have so many questions for you. So you said you're hearing these noises and you think it's nothing. You think it might be construction. You realize at some point that this is actually gunfire. And you said you saw someone being brought in. Was that him, the person who you saw brought in who said he had a dislocated shoulder?
No, the first guy was
someone else.
He had seen the shooting, someone who had heard the shooting, and he just ran. And it was raining quite heavily in D.C. yesterday. He just must have run, fallen in the pavement, hit his shoulder.
So as you were in there, I mean, how are you today as you consider what has happened, the FBI calling this clearly a targeted shooting, targeted at Jews. We don't know if it was definitely targeted at the two people who worked in the Israeli embassy. How are you going forward today?
I'm just thinking about the victims. I'm thinking about Sarah and Yaron. And just I saw them at the event 20 minutes before it happened. And I'm just thinking about them and their family.
As you go forward with what you have seen, can you give us any sense, because you said you looked the shooter in the eyes, can you give us any sense of what you saw in him as he was sort of getting help and people were tending to him as if he too was a victim of seeing this?
Yeah, well, to be clear, I like heard out that part because we were in the secure room when he initially walked in. I just saw him screaming and then being handcuffed. But what I saw in his eyes, I mean, I went to Columbia for grad school, and I saw the same thing in his eyes as I saw in the eyes of all the protesters at Columbia. Nothing different between him and them.
But they did not create this horrific shooting.
They didn't?
They did not, you know, they didn't shoot.
They gave permission. They gave the permission. And they've called for this. They have called for Intifada revolution, which is the same thing he yelled last night.
Do you worry that there will be a conflation, though, of the two? Those people are speaking their minds.
Yes, Sarah. They did get permission to this. They got away with it. They do it constantly. And here's President Trump, I believe, Dan, what Trump said about this shooting.
Hold on. Give us a second.
Okay, sure. All right. So President Trump talking about this. Steve Feldman will have more to say from Zionists for America about it. But Trump did speak out about this, the boldness of it, and what happened.
Trump didn't speak out. Caroline Leavitt offered some words from Trump at the Daily Press briefing.
Here's Caroline Leavitt.
Trump is saddened and outraged over the brutal murder of two Israeli embassy staff here in Washington, D.C. last night. Yaron Leshinsky and Sarah Milgram were a beautiful young couple. In fact, we learned that Yaron was planning to propose to Sarah next week in Jerusalem. Yaron's father, Daniel, spoke about the young couple's devotion for one another this morning. He said, "They were in love, one for the other. The embassy told us they were like a star couple at the embassy. I never expected something like this. He had his whole life before him." These words, especially every parent knows, are heart-wrenching. The evil of anti-Semitism must be eradicated from our society. I spoke to the Attorney General this morning. The Department of Justice will be prosecuting the perpetrator responsible for this to the fullest extent of the law. Hatred has no place in the United States of America under President Donald Trump. Everyone here at the White House is praying for the victims' friends and families during this unimaginable time. Now for some scheduling announcements.
Okay. Thank you, Dan. So Caroline Leavitt echoing what's happening here. And Pam Bondi has not said death penalty yet. Again, it has to fit the federal requirements. I think it does, ultimately. All right, Steve Feldman will be with us on this. And several people mentioning it's so bad that it's like an Easter egg hunt to find out where you're supposed to go. People don't want to advertise in advance venues and all that because, at best, it draws the mob that tries to shut down the event. They've shut down the train station over here. They shut us down with traffic how many times? And this is after October 7th. These people are out of control. And he didn't target individuals here. He just wanted to kill people that were Jewish. 855-839-1210. We'll talk to Steve next here on Talk Radio 1210. All right, Doc.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/arrow. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to your Dano show. Steve Feldman is our go-to guy in times of trouble like this, without a doubt, to give us a sense of what has happened here and what happens next. Obviously, an individual commits the crimes. I always say that, consistent with that. They're the actor here. But the elements that are egging this on in one way or another are just overwhelming. The targeting, so much so that, as I said, there's all sorts of precautions about not even publicizing where an event is being held. Let's go to Steve on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Steve, welcome in.
Thank you, Dom. Thank you for having me on. And it is a sad occasion, and I'm grateful that you turned to me in such times. So thank you. And thank you for bringing the context and bringing the facts and bringing the truth to your audience. And what a better society would be if more journalists and commentators were like you and your colleagues at PHT.
Well, thank you, Steve.
We wouldn't have this. We wouldn't have this if there were more like you and your colleagues.
Yes, Steve, so much so that events that I've been invited to are on the down low, kind of, and I think this was too. You don't want to publicize it because at best, you're going to get mobs of people showing up with one mission, just to shut down a peaceful event, a party, whatever it would be that you're doing. At worst, you're going to get somebody that just wants to kill someone who's Jewish, doesn't know these people as far as we know. There'd be no way that he did. This was a target of opportunity. Talk about that a little bit, security and events in the Jewish community.
Sure. Every single Jewish event that I'm aware of, unless it is something sponsored by an entity such as a congregation that has a building, is unannounced publicly. The community, everybody in the Jewish community today in America and in the world is a target because of what the media has done. Most of the media. Let me take back the all of the media, but most of the media. What's happening on social media, what's happening in colleges and universities, and what's happening most sadly in the K-12 sphere. So every Jewish person has become a target. Every Jewish event has become a target. Every place that Jewish people, and not only Jewish people, we've got a lot of Christian friends who participate and attend events and host events, but we've all become targets now because of the lies and the misinformation that is out there about the fact that the Jewish state was attacked and the Jewish state is going to defend itself with whatever it has to do to defeat its enemies and rescue hostages who've been taken by those enemies.
Steve, too, the predominance, and I thought we were going to recognize the intrinsic evil of this almost. TikTok is where a lot of the Gaza misinformation comes from. And people consume that. I don't know if this guy, he was already in a group that is aligned with this type of nonsense. So the TikTok influence is part of this, particularly with younger and younger people.
I've been spending some time between a half hour and an hour a day for the past several weeks now on TikTok, watching some of this, seeing how pervasive, how evil the falsehoods, the exaggerations, the lack of context. One would think, first of all, that the only people suffering to the extent that they're suffering in the world are Palestinian Arabs in Gaza. So that's first of all. Every other cause, every other people, every other plight either is non-existent or has taken a backseat to Gaza. So that in itself is a bizarre phenomenon. But the lack of context, one would think that the Israelis decided without any cause or justification to invade the Gaza Strip on October 8th, 2023. There's no context. There's no mention of the fact that the Palestinian Arabs use human shields. The statistics come from Hamas, even though all of the media essentially doesn't report that it's Hamas. They report that it's some Ministry of Health. Well, Hamas controls the Gaza Strip, so it's Hamas. So it's pervasive, it's one-sided, and if somebody didn't know better, they would hear these reports or see these videos on TikTok, and what's on TikTok is really shocking. It really is shocking, and one leads to another. And people who have no interest in this, you would think, are posting these videos, reposting these videos, making these calls for help, again, without really any knowledge mm-hmm. about the situation. So one would think if one didn't know the facts and didn't know the history, one would almost be motivated to hate Jews, and we know that hatred leads to violence. Now, not every hater
right.
goes and commits violence, but enough of them do. And so it really is incumbent upon the media, upon leaders of all communities, including political leaders, to get the facts out, get the context out so that people understand that the Israelis are trying to rescue their hostages and defeat an enemy that is bent on murdering every Jew. And what's going on in Gaza could end instantly if Hamas and whoever else is holding hostages in the Gaza Strip would release them and lay down their weapons. The Israelis have no interest in doing what they're doing other than to rescue hostages and defend themselves.
So, yeah, and Steve, coming off TikTok and all this stuff, this so-called cosplaying of people costuming themselves, many of them are not Palestinian or Arabic or anything else. A lot of females you see at protests on college campuses. It's the garb. Yeah. It's the whole thing. And it's almost unfathomable. You're right. With all the things going on in the world, this is the one that's the hottest, and it has been for quite a while, as the one victim group and the one thing that just gives energy and preoccupation around this. And then that ultimately leads to some of these people, well, they're already physically attacking Jewish students. But in this case, not targeting a couple or anybody else, just wanting to kill somebody who's Jewish.
What has been created, I think, is a ticking time bomb of people who've been fed this information over and over everywhere they go, and are out to act upon what they perceive as some sort of injustice. And Israel is the Jewish state. It's the lone Jewish state, and Jews are interpreted as representing Israel, and Israel representing every Jew. Now, several days after the October 7th massacre of Israelis, the Philadelphia Inquirer published really a heinous political cartoon. I responded at the time, and I wrote that the Inquirer has placed a target on the head of every Jewish person in the Philadelphia area. And I think the same goes for almost every media outlet by repeating these lies, omitting the context. Social media cannot really be controlled. But the media, the news media, must be responsible and must report the context and the facts and the way things happen. And they do only give attention to this one cause. All the other people who are having, I mean, just look at Ukraine is attacked every single day. People are killed, people are hurt, but there's no demonstrations for Ukraine. There's no endless TikTok videos for Ukraine, or pick what's happening in South Africa that we saw very vividly at the White House yesterday. There's no calls to help those people or protests for those. It's the Jewish people have been demonized, and the only reason that the Palestinian Arab cause is front and center, and often the only cause is because they are targeting the Jews. So it's easy to go after the Jews. The Jews have been the scapegoat from time immemorial, as you know. And unfortunately, what we didn't think could happen in the United States is happening in the United States. And if it doesn't get turned around and stopped soon by decent, responsible people, unfortunately, what happened last night, God forbid, may become more common because these people have been almost programmed to be ticking time bombs. And I repeat, if more journalists were sensible and responsible and decent, as you are, as your colleagues on this station are, we wouldn't be having this. Again, nobody can control social media. We do live in a country and a nation, thank God, where there's freedom of speech. But when every single voice is saying one thing and it happens to be false, this is what the outcome of that becomes, unfortunately.
Exactly. Steve, where do we find your organization? Tell us where to go.
Thank you. Locally, it's philly.zoa.org on the internet, and our email address is the word office at zoaphilly.org. Nationally, it's zoa.org, and the email is info@zoa.org. And again, I want to thank you and Dan and your colleagues for bringing this issue to light, giving it what it deserves, not just from today, but for years you've been doing this, being the responsible voice out there in the public to inform people, and your listeners and the listeners of your colleagues are blessed to have you and your voice.
Thank you, Steve, very much. Have a great Memorial Day. Thank you.
You too.
All right. Coming up, we're going to talk about White Marsh and the big parade with one of our listeners who had that petition drive. And we'll find out about the event tonight, where I hope to be over there around 6:30, I think it is, in White Marsh Township. How can you do a presentation on just a little parade and telling us why you can't do that anymore? It's going to be a magic act, I think. We'll give you the details. Hope you can show up if you can work it in. We'll come to you for your calls too, 855-839-1210. But first, let me remind you about the big trip. I had a lot of people out here last night. The sponsors were coming through. Several told me, yes, they're going back to Italy, some the second, third, fourth time. We're going to Sicily together with Talk Radio 1210 listeners. Ro and I, and hopefully you, we're headed out this fall. Mediterranean Europe is beautiful that time of the year in Sicily and Calabria. Conservative Tours, you know that name. Oh, yeah, they deliver. $55.44, that's all, including airfare. The dining guests, the events are, that's one of the major parts of the trip. It's the local culture, the food, the taste. The wine, it flows. We'll hit bustling Palermo, the Quattro Cante, stunning Monreal, the Palace of the Normans. Call 888-733-9494 or go to conservativetours.com. You'll enjoy the Godfather tour too, all three. We'll see the locales from the movies, the people. The crown jewel of Sicily, that's Taormina. I'll see you on Mount Etna, the Valley of the Temples. Sicily, ancient, charming, and picturesque. Savoca, of course, that's on the tour. All you have to do, if you've called already, commit. Now's the time to do it. We want you to come with us. 888-733-9494. All right, that's the magic moment where all hell broke loose with this nice parade that people really love. It's only about a mile in White Marsh Township. Even I've been dragged by the More Than the Curve group. They don't like the coverage here. Well, tonight is the meeting where they're going to explain this. I give them credit for being transparent, but how do you explain when there's no threat? One of our great listeners, Christine Balser, is the woman who came up with the petition to say, come on, guys, let's just have the parade. She joins us to give us a little preview. Christine, welcome back in. What's going to happen tonight?
Hey, Dom. Thanks for having me. It's good to be back. White Marsh Township has the people. They have them tonight. We've got a meeting at 6:30 p.m. at Colonial Elementary to hear some information about this process, what it looked like, what was considered, maybe what wasn't considered, perhaps overlooked in this decision. But I can tell you that the enthusiasm is strong. I am excited by what I see. Again, optimistic by their enthusiasm in terms of showing up big, making sure that the township hears our voice, hears our passion, and the need for this parade.
So will it be the police chief then making the presentation? Because, Christine, it's really hard to understand. All he has said is Vancouver, New Orleans, et cetera. How in the world then, based upon random events, for example, ripped from the news, we had this Jewish couple gunned down by this maniac in Washington. Should we that not do events where young professionals are coming together for a party? I mean, it reminds me of that.
Right. I mean, and today it was a tragedy, the news specifically that you mentioned. Again, our hearts go out to everybody that is impacted closely, but then also far from that event, you know, ourselves included. Tonight, what we know is they released an agenda. I think it's supposed to come out 2 days prior to the meeting, but we did see it last night, late afternoon. And we understand that the Board of Supervisors will be present who made this decision at the end of the day and release the statement on May 9th. Parks and Rec, we know the director will be there and the police chief, along with, you know, finance directors and things to that degree. So, you know, do I expect to have this turn out how I think is appropriate? I'm not sure about that, Dom, but I think we have the right people in the room to just, again, be honest about how this decision was made, what factors went into it, the reasoning, right, behind the process and the decision at the end of the day. I can tell you that the community deserves the information. We've got questions. We want to be a part of that discussion
and
understand how we get this on track.
Yeah, I'm not going to ask a question, Christine, inappropriate. I'm just going to get sound from you and maybe some others there just to bring the flow of it. When I come to these events, I don't do that. It's the people like you who actually live there. What's your biggest question?
My question is, what's the solution? Let's get down to the solution.
There you go.
It's what's the solution? I'm sure there were some options maybe considered, but for sure we did not. If it's a timing aspect, you know, I've heard some things like, oh, we found out that the security that was necessary and the resources needed would be expensive and costly, and there's not enough time to turn that around. We can do amazing things in little amount of time. I mean, we're 6 weeks out from the parade right now. And you've got passion, not just from the local community, but I'm sure there's bigger sponsors out there that would be willing to make this parade happen because it is so important. So that's my question. What's the solution? Because here's the thing, Dom, I don't want to have to tell my 4.5-year-old or my 2.5-year-old who's still kind of getting with it. But the 4.5-year-old, hey, yeah, that parade you keep asking me about, that parade where you're waving your red, white, and blue flag, filling brown paper bags with candy, watching the sports and Boy Scouts and swim club, the man on stilts, all these little local things that brought you joy and lit you up, that's not happening today, pal. That's not happening this year.
Wow.
I don't have it in me to tell him. I need them to provide a solution.
And the thing of it is, what's the difference between this and a previous year? And there is none. It's going to be the same route, the same kinds of things.
Yeah.
That go into it. And again, we all live in a world where stuff can happen. That doesn't mean we should be reckless. Do your due diligence. That's what you're supposed to do. Christine, are they aware, though? Well, they'd have to be. The amount of coverage, et cetera, this has got, because Glenside will be doing their parade and others. It's stunning that right here people feel that unsafe.
Right. Yeah, and again, we talked about this. I think that's what sparked it. Are we unsafe? If we're unsafe at the parade, this small-scale event, right, in the grand scheme of things, you know, are we not safe in other places, our regular day-to-day?
Right.
I heard a wonderful resident say that, you know, the township day that we went on to do and other events, those aren't our events. Those aren't the events that people identify. People that grew up here, returned here, still live here, identify as part of White Marsh. The parade is our event,
yes.
Right?
Yeah.
White Marsh, it's more than just a place like many other communities. It's unique that it, you know, it's built on small town traditions, and we're proud of it, right? You go to your local Wawa, it's the watering hole, you catch up with everyone you grew up with. People want to be here, and that says something special. And I wonder, Dom, if it's a case of we're growing, right? There's additional value going into White Marsh from a township aspect. But we can't afford to let go of the small moments that give this place its heart.
You
so tonight's our chance to speak to that.
Yeah, you do it so beautifully. Christine, thank you for that. Hope to see you over there tonight. It's a Colonial Elementary School. That's on Flowertown Road, right?
That's right.
Okay. 6:30 tonight. Thank you, Christine, very much.
Thank you, Dom. See you then.
All right. Should be a heck of an event. I'll bring you some sound to that. I'm not sure if I'll have it processed tomorrow or not, but I'll tell you about them. We'll play it as soon as I have that done. Coming up, Dave Sunday, the Attorney General of Pennsylvania, who is in the center of some really big stuff. He's next. And Dom's Money Melody on Talk Radio 1210.
Dom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.